This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday rejected Hamas's latest offer for a ceasefire and return of hostages held in the Gaza Strip, but U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there was still room for negotiation.
While there are some clear non-starters in Hamas's response, we do think it creates space for agreement to be reached. And we will work at that relentlessly until we get there.
U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas on Tuesday delivered its counteroffer to a ceasefire proposal drawn up by U.S. and Israeli spy chiefs and delivered to the militant group last week by Qatari and Egyptian mediators. Blinken has been conducting intense shuttle diplomacy, crisscrossing the Middle East on Tuesday in his fifth visit to the region since the deadly Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th, and meeting with the leaders of Egypt and Qatar, two countries mediating the hostage negotiations with Hamas. Officials say a U.S. drone strike has killed a high-ranking militia commander in Iraq. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
U.S. officials suspect Kitab Hezbollah led an attack in Jordan late last month that killed three American troops. Today, two officials said a U.S. strike targeted a senior militia commander in Baghdad, and two officials with Iranian-backed militias say the strike killed Kitab Hezbollah's top operations commander for Syria. The strike comes days after the U.S. attacked dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and Tehran's Revolutionary Guard. Sagar Magani, Washington.
International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. This is VOA News. Republicans in the U.S. Senate defeated a lengthy bipartisan effort to boost security along the U.S.-Mexico border Wednesday, but said they could still approve aid for Ukraine and Israel that had been tied up in the original deal. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
A $118 billion bipartisan package to bolster border security was officially blocked by Senate Republicans on Wednesday. For months, Republicans have insisted that any additional aid to the two U.S. allies must also address the high numbers of migrants arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border, a top voter concern. But many Republicans promptly rejected the package when it was released on Sunday, even though it contained many of their priorities. Only four of the Senate's 49 Republicans voted for the bill Wednesday. Former President Donald Trump has pressured Republican lawmakers to reject any compromise as he campaigns to defeat Democratic President Joe Biden in the November election.
That was Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Pakistan's Interior Ministry temporarily suspended mobile phone services on Thursday to strengthen security as voting began in the country's national elections. The decision came a day after a pair of bombings at the election offices of a political party and an independent candidate in southwest Pakistan killed at least 30 people and wounded many more. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
People carry the wounded to ambulances in the chaotic aftermath at one of the blast locations. A spokesman for the provincial government says the first attack happened in Pashin, a district in Baluchistan province. Over a dozen were killed in the attack and the wounded transported to a nearby hospital. Later on Wednesday, another bombing at the Jamiat Ulema Islam Party election office, also in Baluchistan, killed a similar number. The attacks come a day before the country opens its ballot boxes. I'm Charles De La Desma.
A Turkish citizen has been sentenced to 20 years in jail in Italy for his part in a migrant shipwreck last year in which at least 94 people were killed. A judge from southern Italy also imposed a $3.2 million fine on the man after he was convicted of being an organizer of a people smuggling gang behind a voyage that ended in tragedy last February. Prosecutors allege he was piloting the boat that had set off from western Turkey with about 180 people aboard. The victims died when the vessel smashed apart in stormy weather off the shore of Italy's southern toe. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter, and download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.